USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing a plan on Friday to spend nearly $1.5 billion in grants to fight the opioid crisis. The White House saying the grants will pay for more overdose medications, law enforcement, and sanctions against drug traffickers. Hurricane Fiona is lashing Bermuda with winds between 120 and 130 miles an hour. The island has opened shelters and closed schools and offices. And Premier David Burt says Bermuda's buildings are prepared to take on a storm like this.
For over 50 years, we've had building codes that ensure that all of our homes, residents, and businesses are able to withstand hurricane force winds, so we don't ever experience a significant amount of structural damage.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is introducing a House GOP plan called A Commitment to America, as the Republican Party is making its push into the sprint to the November midterms. The GOP agenda is slated to focus on kitchen table issues, including the economy and public safety, along with government accountability and freedom. Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox Business he believes the agenda will provide a sense of optimism.
We're offering an alternative, a more positive vision for America, for a stronger economy, stronger national security, something that we're not seeing today.
A University of Utah student is facing charges of making terrorist threats. The university's police chief says school officials don't consider the threat she made against a nuclear reactor on campus to be a joke. The 21-year-old engineering student posted a message on social media which threatened to blow up the reactor if the football team didn't win last week. Wall Street setting a new closing low on Friday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A storm system called Tropical Depression 9 could develop into a hurricane threat for Florida. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, offers some advice when it comes to hurricane readiness.
You really need to start going through your hurricane supplies, making sure you have everything on hand. You pull out all of your emergency supplies, make sure you have everything that you need on hand. Top things off if you need to. Make sure you're ready to go. So fill up your cars with fuel, get all situated.
More and more Americans are rolling up their sleeves.
The CDC is reporting 4.4 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the updated COVID-19 booster shot. Thursday, public health experts discounted President Biden's remarks that the pandemic is over. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado is encouraging gender-inclusive language during a diversity and inclusion training. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon explains why he opposes this sort of training.
Well, we have to push back on it. I don't want my military politicized, and I don't want it woke. I want it to be lethal. I want to project combat power. I want to deter aggression. I want Russia and China and Iran and North Korea and the other bad actors in the world to fear America and to think twice if they're going to get out of line and go rogue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.